Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, today we've arrived at the fourth Sunday in Lent, which is the midpoint of our Lenten journey. There's a certain joy which accompanies this day, primarily because of the short phrase in our gospel lesson this morning, which says that the Passover was near. To Christian ears, that says to us that Easter is near. Our rose-colored vestments and the flowers on the altar in the middle of Lent signify and remind us of this theme of joy. In our gospel lesson for the day, we find Jesus in the wilderness once again. You'll remember on the first Sunday in Lent, he was there alone, fasting and being tempted by the devil. On this day, he is in the wilderness with more than 5,000 hungry people, feeding them all to satisfaction. This is a remarkable connection, and I think has at least two important themes related to our Lenten journey. The first of these themes is man's hunger. In our Old Testament lesson at morning prayer, we read about the children of Israel who have just been delivered from Egypt, their slavery in Egypt, and they now find themselves out in the wilderness, hungry and with nothing to eat in sight. The scene in the gospel is designed to draw our minds back to that scene, that original scene. And this helps us to understand how these passages relate together, why they're appointed for this Sunday. In fact, later in this same chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 6, St. John recalls how those who were with Jesus that day and were fed by him actually connected the dots, surmising that Jesus was the prophet like Moses that had been promised long before in their scriptures. Here we have one greater than Moses with another hungry multitude out in the wilderness with no food in sight except for a little boy's lunch. Jesus recognizes the hunger of the people and presses the disciples to obtain some food for them. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. At this point, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, steps in and says, "There's a lad here with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Andrew recognizes the absurdity of his suggestion as soon as the words leave his mouth. Here's a young boy whose mom packed him a lunch for the day, which consisted of what would amount to us 5 biscuits and 2 sardines. How in the world is that going to feed 5,000 men plus women and children? This, of course, sets the scene for the great miracle. But it's worth noting that there is a certain symbolism in both of these scenes of human beings hungry in the wilderness. Part of the purpose of Lent is to experience some sort of hunger in order that we might identify with these multitudes. Maybe during this Lenten season you have undertaken periods of fasting, or maybe you have experienced a certain kind of hunger as you have abstained from a particular food. Boy, it's always amazing when you're not eating something how much you want that, right? This is intended to put us in the wilderness with our forefathers in the faith, experiencing hunger to one degree or another. And this brings us to the second theme of this Sunday, which relates to our Lenten journey, which we find in our gospel lesson. And that is that our physical hunger actually points to a deeper spiritual hunger. Father Alexander Schmemann, a fine Eastern Orthodox scholar of the 20th century, wrote, "Man is a hungry being, but he is hungry for God. Behind all the hunger of our life is God. All desire is finally a desire for him." Our lessons for this day expound upon this profound truth. When the children of Israel were hungry in the wilderness with no food in sight, what could they do? And just to remind you, we're not talking about some small bunch of people, some small group of people. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of Israelites. Where in the world are they going to find food to feed that crowd in the wilderness? Who could feed such a multitude? Well, only God. Day by day, they woke up to find the ground covered with manna. Little white round morsels of bread, probably not unlike the wafers that we use at Holy Communion. And they were only supposed to gather up enough for that day. Remember, if they tried to gather up a bunch more, that it would rot overnight. Except for the day before the Sabbath. They could gather 2 days, and God made it last. But what was God teaching them in doing this? Well, those days in the wilderness were intended to remind them that they were utterly dependent upon God for their lives. They found themselves in the wilderness with no place else to go. Jesus recapitulates this scene for us with his disciples. The apostles recognized the futility of trying to feed such a multitude in the wilderness. But Jesus took 5 biscuits and 2 sardines and fed that multitude with baskets full left over. It was a miracle of such great magnitude that those who witnessed it saw the connections with the earlier scene from the book of Exodus. But apparently, many of them failed to see that the same God who fed their forefathers in the wilderness was standing there in their midst and feeding them as well. Maybe during Lent, your physical hunger has reminded you of your greater spiritual hunger. Maybe your life has felt like you were out in the wilderness, and spiritually speaking, you've reached the point of fainting, wondering if there is any place to find refreshment in this world. The psalmist imagines the Israelites in a similar situation after the Exodus and puts these words in their mouths. Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? On this Sunday, we're reminded that the answer to that question is a resounding yes. That is, if God can feed thousands of Israelites in the wilderness, then he can also feed my hungry soul. Likewise, if Jesus can take a boy's lunch and fill a multitude with food, with leftovers, then certainly he is able to fill us as well. Jesus goes on later in this same chapter, which is a long chapter, by the way, chapter 6 of John. He goes on to say, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." He is what our souls really long for. Whatever hunger you experience in this life, remember, it's ultimately a hunger for him. And he meets that hunger in a very tangible way today, as we come to celebrate the Holy Eucharist. I hope that you will come today with joy in your hearts and find refreshment for your souls. Amen. Now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."